AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is pleading for help from Western allies, with reports Russian forces are moving in on the capital city of Kyiv, with possible plans to overthrow his government. Gunfire and blasts have been reported in Kyiv. Nearby, a residential building was struck by shelling. Some residents continue to hunker down in fortified areas like subway stations. Others are trying to flee to Poland. President Biden and his NATO counterparts are holding a virtual meeting today, discussing additional sanctions and trying to reassure nearby countries their security is guaranteed by the NATO pact. Our Sagar Magani reports more U.S. troops are being sent into Europe.
Some 7,000 troops will go there to bolster NATO allies. At the same time, the president's again making clear no U.S. service members will fight in Ukraine.
There have been rallies throughout the U.S. protesting the Russian attack and expressing concerns for loved ones still in Ukraine. This man in Washington is from Russia.
This day is a kind of disaster. You know, this is the first day when I feel shame that I am Russian.
In West Virginia, a baby has been sickened by tainted baby powder formula. This is related to the recall of certain batches of Similac, Alimentum, and Elicare. Johnson & Johnson's just finalized a nationwide settlement over America's opioid crisis. J&J and three distributors will pay out some $26 billion to almost every state and local government in the U.S. New guidance over mask wearing is expected today from the CDC, easing the risk calculations for communities. Power outages are expected throughout the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, where an icy, snowy mix is expected. Actress Sally Kellerman has died. She was best known for her portrayal of Major Margaret Houlihan in the original MASH movie. This is AP News. Across the country, Americans are speaking out against the attack against Ukraine.
The United Nations Security Council votes Friday on a resolution condemning Russia's actions. It will be vetoed by Russia. A similar measure will be voted on by the UN General Assembly, where no member nation has veto power. I'm Tim McGuire.
In the past, Hungary has taken a firm stance against all forms of immigration, refusing refugees from the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. But now the government announced all Ukrainian citizens would be entitled to protection. Icing conditions in the forecast today for the Mid-Atlantic states, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania expected to be hard hit, and snowfall further north. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.